Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you scale your business with digital products step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Eva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience and insights to help you to create the business you love, seeking the path of least resistance, simplicity, and taking messy action is what we're all about around here. I hope this podcast will inspire you to take that next step. Welcome to yet another episode of the Savvy Offer Hub podcast. Today I want to talk about the concept of memberships and why it's so close to my heart. I also closed my own last membership just now in December, and I want to talk more about the reasons why that happened as well. Plus, I'm about to launch a whole new membership offer. Count how many times you heard the word membership already. I'm about to launch a whole new offer, and I'm actually gonna start with introducing you to that because I'm just way too excited to wait until the end of this episode. January 20th is when my new offer, my new membership for aspiring digital product creators, is about to open its doors. Now, the main focus of this offer is going to be the community space. I want to create a community for those who are looking forward to starting with the digital product creation journey, or maybe you have already started, but you're feeling blocked in some parts of it. Maybe you have some products that are not really making any sales. You kind of just want to, you want to really dive into that journey and like re-embrace the product you may already have. No matter where you are with this space, I want to invite you to, and I want to inspire you to take messy action. I want to inspire you to experiment, both with the creation as well as the sales process. As I mentioned, this space is going to be mostly community focused, but you will also have the access to learning materials, to masterclasses, video guides, and plenty of other offers along the way. It's going to be a low ticket offer. I'm starting at $7 per month. Accessibility and actually having it out there really available for anyone who might need it is the key of this offer. That's one of the reasons why I'm incredibly excited to put it out there and open the doors, because I just know there's so much I can give inside it and it can be so much fun, and I'm really looking forward to it. In my mind, the vision for this space, it's like a playground for digital product creators. I want you to have it to get the feedback, to share your ideas, to receive support from fellow digital product creators. I'm also going to be inside the space myself. I will be seeing what you're doing. I will be sharing my thoughts and ideas. I will be creating additional learning materials based on your specific questions. We might do some live Q&A sessions. It really depends. I'm not over promising anything, because that is one of the things that kind of drove me off the road with my old membership. I want to keep it simple. I want to keep it fun, both for you and myself. We're not over focusing on like having ton of content, even though there's gonna be quite a lot. We're not over focusing on that. We're focusing on having that community space, having the support, and actually having fun with the product creation. One important aspect here is that you will be able to unlock the learning materials by your participation inside the community. So again, that community aspect, the forum aspect, really is the key element here. And you will be invited to like posts of others, to create your own posts, and by that you will be gaining the points within the community space that will then help you to actually unlock new levels of the content. I have chosen Skoll, which is going to be the platform for this membership, for this specific reason. They're very focused on actually nourishing that community aspect, and I'm so very excited about making this happen. Once it's going to be out there, I'm going to be posting the link right on top of this description. If it's not out there just yet, as it will not be for a few more days, there will be no link just yet, but look out for it on my Instagram at Course Creation Lab. Follow me on Threads under the same handle, or check out my website, yourcoursecreationlab.com. You can find several free offers inside there. And as you sign up for any of the free offers, like platform guide or course creation roadmap, you will be enrolling in my mailing list, and then you'll be first one to know once this membership is opening its doors. I really can't wait for that to happen. Now, let me kind of bring you a behind the scenes of it all and why am I launching yet another membership offer. So I really have a soft spot in my heart for memberships. As a course creator for more than a decade, I've done plenty of different products, I have created plenty of different offers, and nothing has hit home for me as the membership did. Once I created the membership 3 years ago, I actually like suddenly realized that this is literally the perfect offer for me. Just everything about it was so easy. It was simple to sell because I loved it. And if there's one thing you're taking from this podcast episode, I want to inspire you to create products and build a business that you love. Create products that feel aligned with you. Do what feels the best. And here's the tricky part. So the membership I had, which was your course creation membership, it was a low ticket product. And you know this age-old discussion about whether it's easier to sell high-end or low-ticket offers and which one is more profitable. So altogether, it's a discussion for another day. But I have to say that the only way to truly make profit with any of your offers is if you love the offer yourself. And that is one of the reasons why I absolutely adored my membership. Yes, it was a low ticket offer, but it was one of the most profitable offers I ever put out there. It was one of those offers that truly attracted people I absolutely loved within my community. There were plenty of members who actually stayed all the time, all through these 3 years, and I have grown to know them both as business owners and as people behind the businesses as well. And that is just one of the aspects that I actually loved about the membership, that community space, the actual community connection, you know, connection with other creators. But one of the most important reasons why I truly felt aligned with the membership offer was because I had so many different ideas. I had so many different offers. And at some point, I started feeling like the burden of having so many different offers out there, both the freebies, low ticket offers, high end offers, just so many. And I kind of decided to channel most of them inside that membership. So instead of selling like separate products, separate courses, masterclasses, and so on, I just put it all inside this one space. That was that one element that truly made my soul sing because it just was so easy. I could focus on just one offer to sell and the marketing, you know, everything else, all the funnels, everything else that I was doing, everything just fell into place. Now, of course, the recurring revenue that membership brings is also another great cherry on top of it all. And one of the reasons why I really did enjoy having the membership, because once you attract anyone inside the space, sure, it's not guaranteed that people will stay for the long run. But in my experience, membership type of an offer is the type of offer where people really stick with it. Sure, there will always be some people who just, you know, just wanted to check it out and left the building, or who like enrolled, checked all the videos, you know, watched everything and then left for like the price of 1 month. But it's perfectly fine. That is kind of the risk that you take as you put out a membership offer out there. And there are several things you can do to kind of avoid that. But this episode is not about it. My point is the overall return on investment when it comes to like attracting new people was a lot higher for me in the membership offer. And I have noticed the same amongst my clients when they create membership offers. Either it's low ticket or it's a bit more mid-range. Like there are membership offers that are going for like $99 per month or like $300 and plus, depending on your audience, depending on your offer, what is included and so on. No matter what is the offer though, the memberships usually have high return on investment when it comes to attracting new people. And I know there's a term for that specifically, but I just can't for the sake of me remember it right now. So in my experience, all of that summed up into having my membership as my absolutely favorite offer. Now, you already heard that I closed it in December. So this might raise some questions. Why the hell did I do that? What happened? I loved it so much. It was such a perfect fit. What the hell happened? And actually, now that I have thought about it for a moment, my answer to this question is very simple. I was over-focused on how I should be doing things versus actually just doing them the way I want to, the way that feels aligned and the way that feels good. The best time I had within my membership was probably the first year when I was literally just having fun with it. I didn't have like a long-term plan, long-term strategy. I was just throwing pasta on the wall to see what sticks. It was fun. It was easy to market. And really, like at that time, I had the biggest income from the membership. Most of the people that came in stayed around and really just everything was working well. However, as I was diving into the second year of it, into the third year of it, more and more strategic questions came over my mind. I started to seek what will be like the best long-term strategic decision. I over-focused on planning ahead versus actually enjoying what is. And eventually it just drained me. I started offering more and more and more within the membership. I started like playing around with the pricing. I felt like it has to be higher priced, even though the higher price, even if we're talking about like the difference of $20, it never felt good for me. I just felt like I have to do it. So instead of it being like $22, I was like, I have to go for $44. It just makes more sense, like business-wise, income-wise, and so on. But again, I have to circle back to it. Like when I did it my way without overthinking, that's when the most sales happened. That's when I actually made the most money. Even though the price point was lower, that's when the most people enrolled in. That's when most people stayed around. So that really made all of the difference. And again, what I want to say with all of this, so I'm not here to like convince you to have a membership. In some cases, memberships doesn't make any sense. Okay, it's perfectly fine if you're not vibing with the idea. Maybe you love being part of a membership, but you don't love the idea of creating one yourself, which also is perfectly fine. But I also want to remind you that these days, especially, the memberships can be like so different, right? Nobody is expecting anything specific from you when it comes to membership. It's you defining your own rules. It's you setting your own boundaries. Do whatever feels the best. And that is kind of my whole message with this episode. Now, when I closed my own membership, it was a heartbreaking moment. But there comes a time when letting go is like the best thing you can do. I was so into over-strategizing, into overthinking, into moving things and changing things that I just got lost in it all myself. And what I like decided was that I do need a clean slate to like see it clearly. I created a lot of content that I had to let go because it just doesn't make sense anymore. I let go of the membership concept because it didn't make sense. I was overwhelmed, I was bored, I was tired, and it just didn't work for me anymore. And letting go, having that freedom, giving myself permission to let go was such a relief. It was the best thing I have done in my business recently. Yes, I loved the offer, but recognizing that it was time to let go was like the floodgates just opened to new ideas. And also this new membership that is coming up in January 20th, it's something that has been on my mind for a long time, but it was so similar to my previous offer. I didn't really want to have like two offers that are too similar. I didn't want to like fully transition the previous offer into this either. So it was on my mind and it felt exciting, but I never really had the perfect like moment to go for it, to make it happen. And now is that moment. I'm so happy, so excited. There's so much I want to tell you about it, and I can't wait to actually start like some more active promotional period for it, like show up and talk about it. I will probably be chatting quite a lot about it inside this podcast as well, but for now, that will be it. Once the membership comes around, you will find the link to it in this description. But for now, follow me on Instagram at Course Creation Lab or follow on Threads under the same handle. And that's where you will see what I'm actually about to launch. That will be it for this episode, and I hope to see you around for the next one.